If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. You know, I can never figure out what theme song I'm going to have.
You just wait in anticipation.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, it's a little noisy out here in the East Coast.
Malcolm, a lot of Trump-Russia news, obviously. You tweeted, stunning, entire White House staff involved in Trump Jr. excuse statement on Air Force One may be interviewed by Mueller. Easy obstruction of justice counts, you ask?
Yeah. Good God. You know, 2 weeks ago, I said that if there wasn't Hurricane Harvey, we would be talking active impeachment. And now we had Hurricane Irma, and yeah, it's even worse. I mean, things were breaking every day last week.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I did say I think Russia has a weather machine.
Well, it's a good one. They're throwing, you know, but I like to say that God is throwing beanballs at the United States. And they are hitting. But that being said, yes, last week we had reams of breaking news. One of the most interesting ones was that the Mueller investigation wants to speak to all of the senior staff who were present on Air Force One, which is 8 people. When Donald Trump himself helped coordinate the statement for Donald Trump Jr. that turned out to be a patent lie. And we know it's a lie because Donald Trump Jr. told us so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you tweeted, Trump Jr. confesses to knowingly seeking out Russian government intelligence to damage Clinton. I mean, case closed, right?
Well, I mean, that, once again, a hurricane, it practically saved these people. That statement made when he sat before the Senate Intelligence Committee staffers was absolutely stunning. I mean, he went in and just fessed up. Now, there were 4 inoperative cover stories that they were using before. First, it was about adoption. Second, it was, okay, it wasn't about adoptions, but it doesn't matter. Third, well, you know, it wasn't anything. Anybody would do this opposition research. You know, at one point, I think they didn't meet them at all was also one of their cover stories. But to go in before the Senate, which, by the way, you don't have to be sworn in to be convicted of perjury. Going in and testifying before the House or the Senate itself is before the law. Therefore, you cannot lie. And his lawyers took the route of, let's not lie. But to do that, you're going to have to throw other people under the bus. And it's going to be fascinating to see who holds up, who tries to keep the story, and who doesn't. And
yep,
with Trump Jr., he's already set the pace that he's not keeping the story.
Yep. You know, you saw this latest, I mean, there's, as you say, Malcolm, so much, but the obviously Democrats reported to Mueller that Michael Flynn failed to disclose yet another trip to broker a Saudi-Russian business deal. Matthew Miller tweeted this morning, feels like Flynn only has 2 options left, cooperate with Mueller or beg for a pardon. What's your take on that?
Well, we discussed this back in July when I made the prediction that either Manafort Flynn or Flynn Jr. was going to be raided. It turned out the first one was Manafort. If Flynn is not cooperating and he's not already, you know, federal evidence, then you're going to find out that he's going to get the pressure treatment. And every time one of these incidents pops up in the news media, well, you already know Mueller knows about it. And he is going to hammer him and use it as leverage against Flynn. Also, the worst enemy against Michael Flynn, besides Michael Flynn's mouth, is the mouth of Michael Flynn Jr.,
yes,
his son, who rabid Hillary hater during the election, but who is primed to have been the executor of all of Flynn's dirty tricks. Somebody's going to get flipped here, and since we haven't heard about any raids on Flynn's house, I suspect he already is working with Mueller.
Wow. Malcolm, I was saying, of all the stories that have surfaced, bombshells, in my opinion, this one this morning, you've seen this, Russia sought a broad reset with Trump, a secret document shows. This is stunning that obviously Russia not only, you know, appeared to think that Donald Trump single-handedly could, you know, reverse every single thing, you know, to do with Russia, they, you know, and obviously they didn't think he would care about election hacking, but seemed like would be grateful, give them quite a bit in return.
Yeah, well, in Plot to Hack America, Chapter 7, right?
Yeah.
Operation Lucky 7.
Uh-huh.
One of the strategic goals in there, besides to humiliate Hillary Clinton was to raise all sanctions against Russia. You know, Putin went all out on this operation. And by going all out, he, you know, if you're gonna attack the United States in a cyber warfare operation, should you be successful, you need to get a lot of consideration for your effort. And that's what his consideration was: getting rid of the Novitski Act, which would have raised all of the sanctions and against his billionaire friend.
The fact that it's in
sanctions lifted against Russia. I mean, it's a big moneymaker.
Right, the fact that it's in writing, Malcolm, that they thought he would immediately, almost on day one, give them everything they wanted and undo everything. I mean,
Right, and we saw indications that he was doing that.
Right.
You recall,
I mean,
there was a statement from State Department itself saying that they were going to actually have people, you know, the State Department was supposed to start investigating how to lift sanctions within 60 days of the end of the election. Moscow is not stupid here. They are going to get a payment in some way, shape, or form for this operation.
But weren't you thankful for our checks and balances and our founding fathers when you read this story? That I love the quote in here. Putin doesn't seem to understand that Trump's powers are not the same as his. You know, at least for the moment, we don't have a dictator. Right. I mean, it's the checks and balances, the special prosecutor, congressional investigations have tied Trump's hands in ways that didn't occur to Putin. My question to you, Malcolm, is what now? Does, you know, here come, you know, evidence of collusion from the Russian side? Here comes the PP tape. Like, what happens now?
Well, you know, I've said this several times on television that at some point Madison and Jefferson were drinking and they said, what happens if we get a George III? What happens if we get a dictator? And that the American people love him. And Jefferson's like, oh, wait a minute, I know what to do. And he says, between the two of us, start putting in all of these amazing checks and balances into the government, and which have only been strengthened. Right now, Trump is trapped. He is trapped within the American system. Although you have to admit, he's got a lot of people going to bat for him on the side of the Republicans, which is insane.
Right.
You know, Devin Nunes, we found out this week that, you know, Ezra Watnick Cohen who was fired from the intelligence staff, and he's the guy that they believe leaked information to Devin Nunes, may be going onto the House Intelligence Committee staff to continue his dirty tricks. You know, all of these things in toto are being defended strictly by the fact that we have the Justice Department did the right thing by appointing the special counsel. But, you know, for everything that we're stressing over, this special counsel is using as evidence.
Yep.
All of these tiny little things that are popping up in the news, all indications are that Robert Mueller knew about these things and that they had been investigating these things. No one's coming out clean here in this White House.
Yep.
No one is getting out. You know, the old saying, no one's getting out alive.
Yep.
Well, anyone that took part in a conspiracy or seems to want to, you know, cover this up, including Trump's sons, his kids, you know, from this new Trump Tower deal we've heard about, which was supposed to have a spa in it called Ivanka Spa.
Oy.
All of this documentation is known already, most likely, to the
Good
special
job.
Counsel. And it is going to be an avalanche of evidence that goes into the wood chipper of justice.
Oh, my God. I got a little shiver up my leg. I'm sure Malcolm, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but here's Hillary yesterday, obviously, with the book coming out.
By the way, did you see another one? Another one?
Hang on. No, cut three. Is that not? Oh, I thought this was. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, but Hillary was talking about how many times he mentioned. He mentioned WikiLeaks over 160 times in speeches
times.
In the last month, right, of the campaign.
And WikiLeaks was known. Look, there was a book out called Plot to Hack America, which I have a whole chapter entitled
I read that.
WikiLeaks, the Russian Laundromat.
Yeah.
It was very well known. But he sought advantage from this. And this is why it is not implausible to believe that his campaign was not deeply embedded with the Russians, going back way before the Trump Jr. meeting. So, you know, this is going to come out. And if they think that covering this up, you know, his embrace of WikiLeaks is going to be investigated as a form of and we got to stop, by the way, we got to stop using the word collusion. Okay. And I've been saying this for some time. The word is conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because that's a statute that can be violated. That's a federal, you know, that's a law in the U.S. code that can be violated. It's not collusion. These guys may have committed conspiracy.
Yeah. I mean, very helpful for Bob Mueller, what we're just going to play, is the Donald Trump. We have montages of him saying it 160 times. We have him on tape saying, I fired Mueller, you know, call me because of Russia. I mean, you're right. We have, I mean, and it's now, look at how widespread this is getting. Today, we have Russia use Facebook events to organize anti-immigrant rallies on U.S. soil. We have Sputnik is under investigation by the FBI. Senator Warner pushing for Facebook and Twitter executives to testify in public on Russia meddling.
Hey, it's all in the book.
I know.
For a year. But, you know, let's touch on that Facebook.
Why do you think you have three jingles in the space of...
I'm telling you. But by the way, it'll be 1 year on September 23rd when the book first came out to the public.
Yikes.
But the most interesting component of that Facebook story where Russia was actually coordinating with American groups, as you recall, back at the end of July, I came on while I was in California and told you I had a Twitter activity that was being controlled by Russia, saying that they were going to kill me at the Politicon event.
Right.
And it was the same thing. It was Russian bots marionetting American alt-righters by believing that it was an American in Southern California and that they should come out and witness this event. They actually put the date and the time that I and Joy Reid were going to be speaking together, along with these wanted posters with, you know, sniper crosshairs on me. This is called marionetting. I actually have a term for it. I call it Hostile Intelligence Marionetting Act, American Citizens, IMAC. And that's where they are literally puppet masters pulling your string, but you think it's an American group or an American citizen that's talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just say, as someone that hung out with you at Politicon, I will serve as your human shield any day, my friend, because you are a patriot.
Well, thank you very much. You know what? I love this country. And it's getting a lot more to love because the system is working.
Thank you.
Do not despair.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. All right, fantastic. Talk to you next week.
All right,
love you, Malcolm. Goodbye. Goodbye. I just don't want to say goodbye. I get it. I just want to snuggle in the hammock with him all day.